This is your latest project. It's heavy with information, data, and exactly 36 pages of waffle. But with Acrobat Studio, you can create a PDF space, an AI-powered workspace that turns documents into summaries and insights, and even generates reports or presentations out of it. So you can cut through the waffle, work smarter, and save time. Do that with Acrobat. Learn more and try it out on adobe.com.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, January 15th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Federal immigration agents targeted construction workers traveling to the site of a Meta Platforms data center being built in Louisiana. That's according to local law enforcement. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents conducted traffic stops on their way to the site today, and per the sheriff's office, two drivers were arrested due to their immigration status. They were from Guatemala and Honduras. Meta is building a $27 billion data center in a rural area in northeast Louisiana, in a joint venture with Blue Owl Capital. Meta declined to comment when asked about the arrests. The Department of Homeland Security didn't respond to requests for comment. We exclusively report that Amazon Web Services signed a two-year supply pact with Rio Tinto's Arizona mine to get copper for the tech giant's AI data center needs. Last year, the mine became the first new source of U.S. copper in more than a decade. Tech companies are rushing to secure the power and critical materials necessary to build and operate AI data centers. The copper from Rio Tinto will satisfy only a sliver of Amazon's needs. The biggest data centers each require tens of thousands of metric tons of copper for all the wires, circuit boards, and other electrical components housed there. A study published last week by S&P Global estimates copper demand for AI is projected to increase 50% by 2040, potentially leading to a 25% supply shortfall. And Spotify is raising the price of its premium subscription in the U.S. The company said today that the cost of a U.S. premium subscription will go up by a dollar to nearly $13 a month. A spokesperson said updates to pricing enables it to, quote, continue offering the best possible experience and benefit artists. The new pricing will take effect starting next month. Spotify previously hiked prices for its U.S. premium subscription in 2023 and 2024. And that's your TNB Tech Minute. We'll be back this afternoon with more.